was sleeping, but then I had to wake up, or I got up because my cat senses were tingling, and one of my cats was still outside, so I went to go get her, and now she's inside, and now I can't sleep, or I'm almost going to sleep, I don't know. I'm going to do the little audio questionnaire of slumber. And maybe it'll help me go back to sleep. Okay, number one. How many pillows do you sleep with and how do you arrange them? I usually sleep with about four or... I have two and then one long body pillow, and but I usually like to have four or more, and I arrange them all around me, and I usually have one for between my legs and my arms, or that's why I use the body pillow to put my arms and legs over them so I could hug them. Number two, what other items do you sleep with? I usually sleep with, my cats. One of them will usually come in and sleep next to me. And sometimes I just have other character pillows or little plush toys, and they'll be on my bed. And also for sleeping. Sorry. Yeah. For a long time I had... no, I don't know. I mean, I still like my stuffed toys. I still have a huge Charmander pillow that I like to sleep with sometimes, but then my cat took it, so... no Charmander, but I do have some other plushies from different stuff. Number three, when sleeping with someone, are you more of a cuddler or do you prefer your own space? It just depends. If it's someone I know, I'll usually just... cuddle with them at first just to annoy them. Like, I'll do all my octopus arms and just like wrap all my limbs around them just to bother them. Sometimes I just end up tickling them or just being weird and silly. If it's someone I don't know, I want my own space. Or does this question mean when you're sleeping with someone, like, sex at time sleeping? Yeah. I'm just gonna assume sleeping, not sleeping. Yeah, if I don't really know someone, if I don't feel too comfortable, or we're not that close, I prefer having a lot of space, or usually I'll just, or even if it's with my friends, I'll just be all over them, and then I'll be like, okay, that's enough now, go to sleep, don't touch me. Number four. When you're cuddling with someone in bed, do you like to wrap your arms and legs around them? Or do you prefer to be wrapped up by them? I'm usually the one that does the wrapping. Like I said, I just kind of sprawl all over them. Just to be a bother. And then, Ugh. help too much. I mean, I'll allow it for a little bit, but for the most part, I'm just usually the one doing the rapping. But, sometimes it's okay. It depends. Just ask first. Permission is always better. Unless it's me, sometimes I don't care. I'm just gonna invade your space because I know you don't like it. Or that you kind of like it. You like it a little bit, right? What is something that you have done to help get to sleep that has worked well? Well, when I was little, I definitely used it, the warm milk thing. And, I definitely drank warm milk to try to go to sleep. More recently, I bought melatonin, and that's helped a lot. I guess after my brother gave me this melatonin drink and I knocked out so fast. I fell asleep so fast before like our car ride even started. And melatonin helps, but you just have to make sure you take it at the right time. But I usually like to drink warm tea or hot tea, decaf. And, or sometimes just warm water. Yeah, I've listened to, the one I used to use a lot was the Rainy Mood website, plus the YouTube looper of a fireplace crackling, plus another YouTube loop of The Smell of Dark Coffee by, Godot. And it's from, like, the Phoenix Wright soundtrack, like, jazz soundtrack. That's helped a lot. Or sometimes I just listen to the Rainy Mood for go to sleep. I even listen to, like, cats purring when I didn't have my cats with me. And that helps me, too. Let's see. What position do you sleep in? I usually start off on my back, just lying flat on my back with one pillow, because I like to just be able to extend my spine and just let it relax and unkink itself from being all bent over and crinkly. But I usually start that way, and then I end up curled up on my side in a ball, or like a fetal position, or it really depends. I move a lot actually until I get comfortable. So ideally I would be lying peacefully, like Sleeping Beauty, on my back, but I usually end up like curled up on my side or splayed out like a starfish on my stomach. or I don't know, I can get into pretty weird positions. It's working, elbow sleeping. I hope this is putting you to sleep. I'm pretty boring. Have you ever listened to the recordings in Pillow Talk Audio to help you fall asleep? Yes, very much so. I like to listen to you all. And it helps a lot. It's kind of funny because these past few weeks I've kind of been listening to PTA almost every night. Just like listening to questionnaires or rambles or the cute things or even the scripted things. But then this weekend, I was away, and I didn't really have a chance to listen. And I was like, oh no, I can't sleep. I don't have my nighttime pillow talkers to listen to. And I was like, oh no, this is bad. I think I'm forming an addiction. So I guess I need to wean myself off a little bit. Okay. What position do you sleep? Oh, wait, no. Like to listen to PTA or even recordings or some just poetry or stories or rambles are nice. I like those a lot. Number 8, do you sleep with some sort of background noise such as music or TV? I prefer not to. Ideally, I like it being really silent in my room, dark and quiet, but if it's kind of difficult, I'll just listen to some music. I kind of have a sleepy time playlist, or I usually listen to like gentle acoustic, but I can fall asleep pretty fast while watching TV, so I don't know, but I don't like TV noise in my bedroom. Number 9, are you a restful sleeper, or are you more like a wrecking ball? I think I came in like a wrecking ball. Yeah, I wish I was restful, but I find myself in many strange positions by the time I wake up. And even a few times I've woken up and I have huge scratches and like bumps and bruises, and I'm like, what happened? What did I do? And one time I had like a huge, huge scratch on my arm that was still a little bit bloody. Sorry. And I was like, what did I do? But then again, I did used to sleepwalk when I was a child, so who knows? I don't know. So that's why sometimes I get pretty anxious when I have to sleep next to someone. And I'll try to be really still, so I'll like lie down in the bed on my back, and I'll have my arms like either clasped and just resting on my stomach, like like I was a recently interred knight of the Round Table. All I need is a sword, or I'll have my hands crossed over my chest like Dracula. But I try to be. I try not to wreck you, but I'm like Wreck-It Ralph. I'm gonna wreck it. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. Okay, keep going. Number 10. What do you usually think about when you close your eyes to fall asleep? More like, what do I not think about when I close my eyes to fall asleep? But common topics are, I kind of go over all the stupid things I've said that day, or usually, you know, that's when the self-doubt creeps in and tries to be like, you're so stupid, why did you say that, or oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that and I didn't apologize about it, or why didn't you do this? And why didn't you do that? Or, that tasted really good. How do we make that? Or, so many things fly through my head. Or, you know, I question the meaning of life. And, ow. I got too excited today when I was eating at this one place. And I was eating a really, really, really good hamburger, and I totally chomped down on the inside of my lip. And now it's swollen and it hurts, and I just accidentally bit it again. I hate that. Ouch. Or I think about food. Or I think about cats. Or what would happen if you attached wings to cats, or if like cats had wings, and how they would pretty much be the indestructible overlords of the earth. Or like, what am I going to do when the zombie apocalypse happens? Do I go towards the military bases, hospitals? Where do I hide out? I usually think maybe I'll just stay in the forest or something and just survive on like tree bark and I don't know, whatever. Because, you know, people be crazy. You can't trust people during the zombie apocalypse. Or like, I imagine just so many, just too many things. That's why I like to take the melatonin before, because it helps me get to sleep pretty quick. Oh yes, and the chamomile tea. Yeah. So, just so many things happen. Or, recently I've been thinking, what should I do next for an audio recording? Or, I would like to do this, or I kind of imagine dialogue. Or I just think about all the other audios I've listened to and just kind of listen and savor the voices. And number 11, how many nights in a week do you need to, before you can fall asleep? It depends. This is a cheeky little questionnaire. It caught me unawares. Also, I don't have my glasses on, so I can't really see. So I didn't see that at the end. Naughty, naughty. I don't know. Do you guys like count? You're like, well, I didn't fill my orgasm quota this week, so I need to come about 3.5 more times. Yep, and then we'll be all good. Okay, this is getting way too long. If the mood strikes, then I will try. So it's always variable. Do you guys have a schedule? I don't have a schedule. I mean, if I listen to something that's a bit more risque, then maybe I might need to. But for the most part, I don't really, it all depends, y'all. Like, you know, if you wind up the clock, sometimes you gotta let the springs, what am I saying? I'm gonna go to sleep now, I think this helped, and now my eyes are closing. If you made it this far, thanks for listening along. I'm sorry, I just kind of did whatever. But I hope you guys can also do this questionnaire. I think it's kind of fun. And maybe it'll help you fall asleep. Okay, good night, my lovelies. I hope you all sleep well, or do well, in whatever time period you are in. And remember, just stay awesome, because everything is awesome. Everything is cool. Okay, I'm done now. I'm sorry.